Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome into another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have a lot of great information for you today. In this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronos. All kinds of great health information here specifically for you. And you know what's good about it? It's usable right now. Now, 7 after the hour, this is Good Day Health, another excursion into what's going on in the world of traditional health, thanks to the research done and the expertise of one Kenneth Kronos, who is a doctor. I've often been, I've just been tempted just to tease you to say, here's Dr. Kronos, doctor of veterinary medicine. But you know, a lot of things that humans are in need of knowing, dogs are, in terms of treatment, dogs are getting the same kind of treatment, right? When you have your dog checked out, you get his heart checked out, his lungs, blood test, all of that sort of thing. It's the same protocol, usually, as with humans. And I guess that would make sense, right?
Exactly. Though, happily or sadly, the dog, the canine heart, so closely resembles the human heart. It's just a little smaller. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the models that are used for researching what we do for heart attacks are done on canine models.
Are they? I didn't know that.
They really so resemble. Yeah, yes. And I won't get any more. For all the dog lovers in the audience, I won't get any more graphic because I'm sure we'll turn them off.
Right.
But we've learned so much from dog research about the human heart. And in fact, just specifically, so much of the pacemaker information, the development of pacemakers, all came from experiments on dogs.
Did they? Now, that's something I didn't know. So
pacemakers,
that's good, you know.
Defibrillators, all of that.
Wow. Yeah. Now,
and I watched, as a medical student, I watched a lot of that research being done.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the reasons people like to go to Ken, because he has such broad experience and broad knowledge. This program is broadcast all around the country. Many stations in Florida carry it in the southeast. So if you are into asking Dr. Ken, there are a number of ways you can do it, including calling us here at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Later in the hour, there's a segment called Questions for Dr. Ken. That's where that information can be translated to Ken so he can answer your question. But better than that, even, if you want to go see Ken in his office for a good cardiological checkup, a circulatory system checkup, or just a general checkup, he's the top guy, and you can reach him by calling the office at 352-735-1400, all right? Either in person or telemedicine. That's in vogue now. So check with Ken, 352-735-1400, for the latest on what's going on in your body, your connection. One of the bits and pieces of research that you've brought to us that we can assimilate as we listen to you explain it has to do with dementia. Actually, a couple of things this week having to do with dementia risk. What's this thing, especially if you're older, that helps you if you are a candidate for dementia, Ken?
This is something when you're younger, it may harm. When it gets old, when you get older, it may help. This comes out of the Journal of the American Geriatric Society, Doug, this week. In a world increasingly consumed by social media, isn't that the truth? Yeah. Much has been made of the amount of time younger generations spend online every day and the harms that this habit can bring. But this new study of older adults suggests that regular internet use may actually be a boon for older Americans trying to get rid of those long-term risks for dementia.
Mm-hmm. All right. And at the same time, there is a warning about how much time it takes you to do physical activities. You get older. What's the connection there, Ken?
Yes, and this is from the journal. If you can say this three times fast, you definitely get a prize. The Journal of Cachexia, Sarcopenia, and Muscle.
Big.
In April, we learned that it is expected that seniors slow down physically as they age, we know, but this could be a sign of more than just muscle strength. In some, it may actually be a harbinger of dementia. So if you see your older folks, your friends, your older folks in the family who you expect to slow down, but that slowing down is just more dramatic or more abrupt or more severe than you might expect, make sure you do a mental status check on them and make sure they're thinking, remembering as they should. And if they're not, you try and get whatever help you can for them.
Mm-hmm. Also, I see that hearing aids may help lower the risk for dementia. How would that play? It's sort of on the surface makes sense. The more you hear, the better your brain is, right? The less likely it is to fail, or is there something deeper in this?
Well, I don't think it is a whole lot deeper than that. There has been a lot of information coming out recently that an early warning signs also of oncoming dementia, change in mental status, is if the hearing is going, and it just seems intuitive that you have less stimulation from the ear, you're going to have less development of the brain and less exercise in the brain. So if the hearing is going, be careful and get those hearing aids, because they may not only help you hear, they may help delay the onset of dementia later in life.
All right, so information reigns supreme here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us, as usual, during this hour of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a word about your immune system at the moment. Do you consider your immune system to be strong, powerful? Is it defending you? Or is it a distraction because it isn't helping you to ward off disease and some of the things that are bothering your body? Most of the time, these problems start in the gut, and most of the time, the problems start because your body is too acidic. That's where Balance 7 comes in. This is a product that will build up the alkaline resistance to acidity in your body and bring your immune system back online. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. It is a product that I have been trying myself and kind of like it. I have... my problems with, I don't want to call it heartburn because it really isn't, but I have, there are problems from eating too much gluten. And so this is a way to balance that acid alkaline in your body. The right pH balance helps increase your energy, your memory, and it will unlock your immune system like nothing else. So let's get Balance 7 to work for you. You can try Balance 7, get $15 off your order, free shipping as well, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. That's it. There is 3 1-ounce sips of this a day, and you'll be A-OK. Call 800-793-9039. Use my name, Doug, when you call for Balance 7, 800-793-9039, or you can go online to balance7.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the weekly Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, moving into the area of, this is a big story, a big to-do about this, and I wonder whether it's appropriate, Ken, all of the discussion about mammograms, moving the age to 40 for women, and I've said this on the air, there has to be a better way, because every woman that I've ever been with, every woman I've ever talked to about this in any circumstance says mammograms are painful. Your breast gets squeezed up against the screen. Couldn't we do something like MRIs? And it's a cost thing, is it not, for the most part?
It probably is. But the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, this is a group who has enormous clout here in America. It's a government agency, government group, and what they recommend is what usually the insurers decide to pay for. So that has a lot of impact on how medicine is practiced, just the reality of the way it is. And in a major change, Doug, from its long-standing advice, this influential medical panel is now recommending that women start mammography screening for breast cancer at age 40. The new guidance from the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force says women at average risk of breast cancer, Doug, should start having mammograms every other year when they turn 40. For years, the recommendations had been to start at age 50. The women in their 40s were advised to talk with their doctor and choose what was the best thing for them individually. So the new recommendation is mammograms to begin at age 40. What you were talking about, Doug, is whether the mammogram should be the best tool. And, boy, that's a whole nother discussion.
All right. So then maybe the question here is, how do you know if you're at average risk or what your risk factor is?
Now they've taken this off the table and they've said, regardless of risk, all women should start at age 40. That's the key point here. But there are, and then you're asking another question, what are some of the risk factors for breast cancer? And maintaining a healthy weight, definitely obesity is a big problem. Poor diet is a big problem. Inactivity, smoking, too much alcohol, definitely a big problem. Too much refined sugar, processed meats, all of this has been linked to breast cancer and also to recurrence of breast cancer.
So there also is a focus, if we turn this around a little bit, on healthy habits that women may follow to reduce or help to reduce the risk of breast cancer. What may those be?
And this is what you were just also tying on with the last question. So let's do it again. So this is out of JAMA Network Open this week. Doug, high-risk breast cancer patients, they can take actions to help stop their disease from coming back or killing them. The same healthy habits that we just talked about to prevent cancer appear to make a big difference in heading off its return and high-risk breast cancer options. So let's do it again. Patients following cancer prevention guidelines before, during, and after chemotherapy, it's associated with a 37% lower risk of repeat disease and 58% lower risk of premature death, and the 7 lifestyle factors they should maintain: healthy weight, eating a variety of fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, and being physically active. Others include not smoking, limiting and avoiding alcohol, sugar, sweetened beverages, red and processed meats.
More from Dr. Ken coming right up here on Good Day Health.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Three after the hour on this weekend's Good Day Health. The week and weekends, it's heard around the country in a lot of the same stations that carry the Good Day program. Thus, we call it Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. We are talking about some of the connections, if you will, to breast cancer and what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to do it. A lot of cancer news this week, but I think you wanted to add seven different points here, Ken, if you... I know you did it quickly. Do you want to spend more time on that?
Sure. Okay, let's repeat the seven lifestyle factors that women can do by choice to take care of themselves to both prevent breast cancer and also, if they unfortunately get breast cancer, to lower the risk strongly of it coming back in a recurrence. So here they go. Maintain a healthy weight. That means don't be obese. Don't be overweight. You want your BMI, if you can, under 25, but definitely not over 30. Eating a variety of fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, very important. And being physically active, especially after the doctor says it's okay. Other things, very important. Don't smoke, limit or avoid alcohol, limit or avoid sugar-sweetened beverages, and red and processed meats. These limit or avoid depend on how strongly your other risk factors are, especially your genetics and these other things I'm mentioning. And if the others aren't too bad, then these can be treats, but if the others are a big deal, best to avoid.
All right. So there you have it, straight from the doctor's mouth in terms of that particular issue. Well, they're all, Ken does a lot of research on his own, and that, I guess, combined with the other information that comes out from various sources every week, make for great fodder, great conversation, and hope and help for a lot of you who have questions about what the heck is going on and how can I help myself. So I want to go one step further with the cancer conversation, Ken, if we may, talking about the four symptoms that could lead to early detection of colon cancer, which has become a very big problem in America because of our diets as much as anything else, right?
Exactly. It's not only for mom, dad, the grandparents anymore who get their colonoscopies, but younger people who don't get colonoscopies are getting colon cancer for exactly the reasons you mentioned. And that's why everybody take out their notes and get these four factors, these four symptoms down so we can save some lives. This is out of the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, the Journal of the National Cancer Institute this week. Are you ready, Doug?
I'm ready.
So the four symptoms that could provide early warning of colon cancer in younger adults, being aware of these four symptoms could lead to earlier detection and diagnosis for those under the age of 50. So we're talking about pretty young people. The telltale symptoms appear after a scaffold study published this week. 1, abdominal pain. 2, rectal bleeding. 3, diarrhea. And the 4th is iron deficiency anemia. If you want me to go through those again, I'd be glad to.
Well, no, I think you hit the nail on the head. One of the things that is very important for people to understand is what their individual risk factors are, because sometimes they're different depending on your body chemistry. So that's why it's great to have a physical every year to find out what's balanced in your system or what isn't balanced in your system. I'm sure Ken would tell you to do that. That's why I go through 3 different processes to get physical stuff all checked out every year, including having a great time with Ken. Not that a good time is being had when somebody's probing your body, but you understand the implication here. All right, I want to go back to a little conflicting information, or we'll compare and contrast as we continue here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have 2 daughters and then 2 granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Amid a surge of immigration now at the ending of Title 42, Border Patrol officers are certainly finding some illegal border crossers in the crowd. Kinney County Sheriff Brad Coe says,
until the federal government starts doing the prosecution and attaching the consequences to their actions, that's what we're going to continue to see.
Border Patrol agents stopped around 10,000 immigrants Tuesday. The Biden administration also now releasing immigrants into the country without court dates or an ability to track them. Former President Trump is appealing a New York jury's decision that ordered him to pay writer E. Jean Carroll $5 million. Trump's attorneys filed the appeal Thursday. She, in turn, is reportedly now considering filing a new defamation lawsuit against the former president, largely based on his comments from Wednesday night's CNN town hall in New Hampshire. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. 34 past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to my special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show. Dr. Ken is here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Some call him Dr. K lovingly. Got all kinds of great health information. Use it as you will, starting right now. Back now, 34 after the hour on Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen, another half hour of this week's information. So you were saying earlier, Ken, that daily internet use is good for people as they get older. It's a tool. The tools that we have on the internet, your iPhone or your iPad or whatever it is that you have. But interestingly enough, to sort of go on to the other side, this is a double-edged sword, the more time you spend using some of these tools, like a cell phone, can be bad for your blood pressure, it looks like. Yes?
Fascinating article, yes, from the European Heart Journal just out this week, Doug. What they report is that those who spend just 30 minutes a week talking, even hands-free, on their cell phones, they're 12% more prone to high blood pressure. And more minutes mean more risk. the likelihood of developing high blood pressures rise by a third. That's 33% increase in those with a high genetic risk who spend at least 30 minutes a week talking on a mobile phone.
Hmm. Damn things. They really are. Okay. Now,
You're not going to ask me why?
Well, you know what? I'm assuming that we all can figure it out, but maybe I shouldn't. You know, the old expression is assuming something makes an ass out of you and me, so please.
No, I'm curious. How would you explain this? Because it's
conflicting. Right. Well, I mean, under the circumstances.
How would you explain this?
My explanation would be where you hold the cell phone, much as anything else, in terms of the blood pressure thing. I think if you put that phone up to your ear, it does all kinds of damage to your hearing, to your head, to your body in general. And because your blood pressure is connected to your stress level, and lots of conversations on these phones are stressful, whatever the conversation is, it's often the conversations on the phone are stressful. So could that be a helpful link? And thinking it through?
I think that definitely could be a factor. Let me tell you what the scientists in this study, how they explain their data.
Okay.
The mobile phones may not affect the risk of developing high blood pressure as long as weekly call time is kept below half an hour. That's what they discovered in
the study. You mean total time on the phone is less than, not just one call, but
correct. Total time per week is less than a half hour. But that's what they noted. But here's what they thought. Mobile phones emit low levels of radio frequency energy, which has been linked with rises in blood pressure after short-term exposure. So it's believed that electromagnetic fields, Doug, emitted by the phones are causing this effect on blood pressure.
Well, there's something to think about. Yeah, okay. All right, got it. Next up, a number of things still on the surface with regard to COVID, although what the president did was drop the vaccine requirement for federal workers. That seems appropriate. And wasn't one of the national institutions said the COVID emergency is over. Hello. It's good that they, I don't know how much money and time they spent studying that to declare that the problem with COVID is over, even though it really isn't. Right?
Well, let's explain. Worldwide, definitely the death rate and the hospitalization rate is down, definitely. And also our ability, we think, to be able to react to new variants is much better, and our surveillance for new variants is much better. So with both of these factors intact, that's why I think that the institutions that you're just mentioning have recommended to the president that we can move on. The World Health Organization has in the last week or two also decided to move on. So this is all good. We can go back to living our lives, but, you know, just use good common sense. So the news this week was that the White House did announce it's ending COVID-19 vaccination requirements for federal workers, and also by the end of the week, air travel requirements for passengers that they be vaccinated also. So this is real improvement. We've made some progress. Darn, this has been going on for over 3 years. Let's celebrate we're making some progress, but also just use good common sense.
I was with a friend of mine this week who had a bout with COVID that was so serious she was in bed for over 2 weeks. This is a breast cancer survivor. She's had all kinds of things, and she didn't have COVID before, but now she got it, and it seemed to be a serious case, and one would wonder if it's over. People being exposed to it or getting it seem to still, even though the numbers are down and the number of people getting it, they still seem to be getting pretty sick, Ken.
Oh, absolutely. I still am hearing about COVID cases. I think as of yesterday in our health hospital center, there's about 50 plus or minus patients in the hospital with COVID in the total, in all the multiple hospitals. So people are still getting COVID. It's just that it's in nowhere out of control like it was, and we have ways of treating it, and we have ways definitely of diagnosing it. And that's why I'm not saying to drop your guard entirely, but let's live our lives and let's use good common sense.
All right. There's also Journal of the American Medical Association is focused on long COVID and how if you are anxious or you're depressed, it may make you more vulnerable. Am I reading between the lines correctly here?
Well, let's untangle it a little bit more. This comes out of research from UCLA, one of your favorite places.
Yep.
And it was published in JAMA Network Open. And this new research from UCLA suggests that psychological issues such as anxiety or depressive disorders actually play a part in some people experiencing long COVID, Doug. This is not to say that long COVID is all in one's head, but that it's likely not a single condition, and that for some people, some proportion of patients, there is likely a component of anxiety or depression that is made worse by COVID.
All right, so there's also a finding that I saw this week about tinnitus or whatever it is, your ears ringing. Some people are saying it may have been linked to COVID or to the vaccine, more specifically. This is something that I saw, and, you know, you look around, I'm always looking at things and trying to bring information in to talk to you about or others and on other radio programs. But what about this? Is there a link between the vaccine and or COVID to ears ringing?
Well, you know, tinnitus or ringing is a very common issue. So untangling this is not easy. But there was actually a publication in the Ear, Nose, and Throat Journal just recently where it was felt that the COVID-19 virus actually caused some damage in the hearing organs in the inner ear, mm-hmm. and that this was causing tinnitus. And whether the vaccine... Am I buying? I think it's possible. First of all, I think that these are not common occurrences, and I think that if you have enough people with any virus or any vaccine, you're going to have some people get something, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, you know, viruses, especially the COVID virus, acts in mysterious ways. We know it affects the nervous system. We clearly know it, especially some of the earlier variants affected smelling and taste. So there's no reason why you'd be surprised that it would also get into the hearing system. But I don't think this is a common occurrence.
Okay. So the final question I have at this point about COVID and all the connective tissue here, what's happened with mRNA technology? That was the big to-do, and the two main vaccines all crowed about the mRNA technology. Is there anything new there? Is there anything that has been discovered that we ought to know about that we didn't know before?
Well, I think Moderna, in your backyard, that helped commercialize this technology, mm-hmm. originally developed at my old alma mater, the University of Pennsylvania. I think that they are in the midst of using this technology for vaccines in a big way. And I think in the next 5 years, definitely 10 years, we're going to see the expansion of this technology for a lot of specific illnesses, because that's the beauty of this. You can specifically target the illnesses you want to vaccinate against. And I think we're going to see this technology be used to target against cancers as well as to be targeted against viruses and bugs of all sorts.
Right. Vaccines oftentimes are thought of as being shot. Can you take a pill, or you think that'll be developed to make it easier to get these to throw off things like cancer, the pill versus the shot?
I think that there may be inhaled forms of these vaccines, but the problems, I think, you know, I never say never, but some of the needs for the transport of these vaccines, when they go through the GI tract, the mm-hmm. materials are destroyed by the pH, the acid in the GI tract. So never say never, but right now you're going to be getting shots or inhaled forms of these vaccines.
All right, let's spend a minute talking about the situation with your weight, your waistline, your body mass index, the BMI that Ken talks about as often as possible, because we all want to focus on your health and well-being. Sometimes you're your own worst enemy. Maybe that sounds a little tough to say, but you are. You eat the wrong things. You don't get enough exercise. You're doing things to your body that are unnatural, and therefore what happens to your body is not natural either. So you want to have a way to lose the weight and still feel like it's not, you know, like spending an hour a day in the gym. Not that that's bad. It is. It's good. But if you go to TobLoss.com, you can get started losing weight the natural way and then take action in your own way. You want to exercise, walk 5,000. Ken, you'd be interested in this. I was looking at my Fitbit that is connected to your office and how many steps I've been taking. And this is a great way for people to lose weight just in and of itself. I've been walking an average of 4, 5, 6 miles a day. I had no idea until looking at this thing. So that may be one of the reasons that I come across as being as healthy as I am, because I say all the time I keep moving, but I had no idea I was walking that much. So thank you for that. As much as anything else, I think it's very cool to have that connection to know what's going on. Anyway, you can use that as information on losing weight, but give yourself some support. That's what Calitrin is all about. And if you're going to support yourself correctly, take it consistently. It'll work best on an empty stomach at bedtime. Take it then, and then stay in touch with your body. But you go to sleep and it'll do its work. And that work is to support your body, making it stronger and better so that you lose the weight and you keep it off. TopLoss.com, the website for Calitrin. They're having their 26th anniversary, so all kinds of things are being specially loaded into the system so you can take advantage of the purchase prices. Free shipping as well using the discount code Doug. That's all to be had at TopLoss.com. Coming up, questions for Dr. Ken.
Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. And it's also a vital service that provides important emergency information when your community needs it most. Tell Congress you need AM radio to stay in your car. Because when cell phones and the internet are down, this free emergency service is critical. And when you don't have electricity, radio in the car is often your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-12.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Past the hour now. This is the Good Day Health program, or part of the program, in which we focus on the expertise of Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Always can get in touch with Ken, as I do every year for my physical there. Help yourself to his expertise. Call the office, 352-735-1400, for excellent, if not exquisite, care. The courtesy, the kindness that Ken exhibits is something that's very rare these days in medicine. So take your time and get to him and get your questions answered. 352-735-1400. And to speak to questions that we have here, calling 855-999-3684, produce this question.
Hey, Dr. Ken, this is Ron in Deltona. I was 6 months ago diagnosed with carotid blockage on both sides. My regular doctor put me on Atorvastatin and, of course, the low-fat cholesterol diet. And I'm wondering if the CBD seems to be the only thing Dr. Google recommended, the CBD gummies. Is there any efficacy in that, or is that all hype to sell product? Let me know if there's anything available to actually reduce the blockage. I have no stenosis, a significant stenosis. I'm 73 male. Thank you, Dr. Ken. Bye.
Sure. So we're talking now about minimizing the development of plaque in the carotid arteries. Strokes occur when that pipe from the heart to the brain becomes 70% or more blocked. That's the cause of 70% of strokes. The other 30% of strokes occur when clots formed in the heart, usually from atrial fibrillation, are propelled to the brain and clog that pipe. So in order to lower the risk of that pipe getting getting clogged, which is what the questioner is asking. It's the same things you do to lower the risk of the pipes to the heart getting clogged. So he was on atorvastatin, which is generic Lipitor, a very good statin for lowering cholesterol. You want that LDL very low. I like people's LDL when they're plaquing in their heart under 60, and even lower. You can't go too low. European Society of Cardiology is recommending under 55 in that subgroup. So blood pressure, blood sugar, weight, all of these things. Don't smoke. Limit the alcohol. After the doctor says it's okay, get into an exercise program. Limit the stress. Unfortunately, there's no Drano to get rid of this, but doing all of these things keeps it under control. We usually recommend a carotid ultrasound either every 6 or 12 months, depending on how severe the blockage is. And with regards to the CBD oil for lowering the risk of stroke, I would at this point save my money.
All right. There's Ken answering your questions. Help yourself. 855-999-3684. There's a question, as sort of a follow-up to a conversation we were having on mRNA, the COVID vaccines that seem to be the most significant the first time around. There seems to be some new information, and you were asked to give us some more clarity when it comes to understanding whether, I guess, even you should get any more shots or not.
Sure. There's a lot of excitement in the medical world about this new technology, this mRNA technology, again, developed at the University of Pennsylvania, where I was a medical student, and especially commercialized well at Moderna and Pfizer. And just about any infectious disease we have is a potential candidate to being solved by this mRNA technology. Also, mRNA vaccines for cancer, hugely beneficial in the future. mRNA treatment, Doug, for food and environmental allergies, for genetic diseases, cystic fibrosis, sickle cell anemia, also for heart attacks and stroke. This is going to help get the cholesterol down through this technology. Also for heart failure, getting rid of the congestion in the muscle with this mRNA technology, and also for neurodevelopmental disorders. So there's huge hope in many different areas of medicine with this new mRNA technology.
Catch Dr. Ken and some of the advice that you may not have heard with our podcast, Good Day Health Podcast. The most recent one focuses on what doctors are saying about their careers. Find that out and many other items of interest. This is all free, available free at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So that's the story. Keep your questions for Dr. Ken coming at 855-99-3684. 59 past the hour now on Good Day Health.
This program is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.